Welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio. This is your host, Dave Custy, for Night of 100 Elvises. We're here again on December the 6th, 2014, this time. And my guest right now is Lady E, Debbie Knight. Debbie, how are you?
Fantastic, Dave.
Welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio.
Thank you, Dave.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a female Elvis tribute artist.
And how did that come about?
It all happened a few years back. I always liked being Elvis, but I never thought I'd get on the stage and actually do it and sing it. But after going to one big contest in Collingwood, Ontario, one of the biggest in the world, Elvis Festivals, I said, oh my gosh, I want to come back next year and I want to do it. And I've been doing it ever since.
It hit you deep then, huh?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell a little bit of history about yourself.
I'm originally from Massachusetts,
okay.
But I did live in Baltimore for 14 years. But I currently live right outside of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
How long has it been that you've been an Elvis person?
Been doing Elvis singing for, I would say, 4 years, going on 4 years now.
Okay, well, tell us about a typical year for you.
Well, last year, I participated in, I guess, about 18 Elvis festivals and events around the world.
On the circuit.
I even went to Blackpool, England.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And I did a lot of that. I did a lot of work locally, singing as Lady Elvis. I also do Cher, so I'm combining the show, Lady Elvis and Cher together.
Fantastic.
So I'm getting a lot more work that way, and doing a lot, you know, doing a lot of Elvis festivals for sure.
So you obviously enjoy it.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, very good. Tell me some of the Elvis songs that you do.
I do a lot of country. Mm-hmm. I would have to say my main songs are, I like the blues in the country, so Steamroller Blues, Moody Blue, True Love Travels on a Gravel Road. I like that ballad. Burning Love, It's Your Baby, You Rock It, I Can't Stop Loving You, Release Me.
So you do the full gamut.
Yeah, That's All Right, yeah. Mama. My Baby Left Me, that's what I just did. Sweet Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm starting to get into the bigger popular song, like Heart and Suspicious Minds and all. I'm working on those. They're almost ready.
Very good. Now, what about Night of the 100 Elvises? Tell me about your history being here.
Oh, this is so cool. I remember when it was only a couple years old. I was living in Maryland. Those couple years before, I just didn't even notice. But one night, my sister was free. I was free. I'm like, well, we should go out one night. We should go out sometime. Grab the city paper and let's see what's going on tonight. It was in the afternoon. We open up the paper and I'm looking through it and I'm like, oh my God, they have some kind of Elvis event going on in Baltimore. And she's like, oh, let's go see the Elvis. And I was like, it says Night of 100 Elvises. And I'm like, so I'll call the number and see. So I called up and they're like, yeah, we got tickets at a table, but you have to come and get them before we open. Drive down in Lithuanian Hall. So I did. And I looked at them and they were setting it up and I'm like, oh my God, it was so much fun. So we began to go. And then, but we also left. You know, we didn't go for a few years, and then I went a couple of years in a row. Then we moved to Florida, and then when I started singing the Elvis, I was like, where else can I go? I want to donate my time for some worthy cause, but I want it to be good, and it has to be worthy of a female Elvis, because that's unusual.
Oh, it
you
is.
Can't just, yeah, there's not that many female Elvises,
not at all. Jeez,
and you have to be taken well. So I'm like, where could they use me? Like, where would I like fit into the crowd, like a 50s show or something like that, like a charity? Then I'm like, wait a minute, the Night of 100 Elvises. I'll call them up and ask them if they need me. I'll donate my time and we can kill two birds with one stone. See the kids, because the kids are still here.
Oh, okay.
All right, and. Hello, our friends, and donate our time.
Win-win for everybody, huh?
It's a win-win. So that's what I did. I contacted them, and they contacted me back, and they're like, yes. And I'm like, cool. So I was the very first female Elvis that they ever had.
Wonderful.
And the first time, and I also did, it was the first time, the only time that anyone has, one of the songs, I think it's Your Baby, You Rock It, that has ever been sung on the stage. And tonight, I'm doing a song in the ballroom that has never been sung on the stage before, ever. It's an Elvis song. It's called Inherit the Wind. She tries to get all, so every song is different, so you're not listening to, you know, Burning Love and,
wonderful,
you know, Heartbreak Hotel all night long.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
in the ballroom, likes to be completely different, and there's a lot of acts, and everybody sings two or three songs, so that's a lot of songs that you have to spread out. So I'll be singing Inherit the Wind, so it'll be the first time for that, too.
Wow, I look forward to that.
But everybody loves me here. I mean, they treat me nice. I mean, the weather's not cooperating
today,
this time.
But it doesn't matter. We're all inside, so it's fine. Yes. But it's a different space in the Lithuanian Hall, but it's a very nice space.
Yeah, though. I think the space is going to be great for the first time, and it's so big, and it's more room, and there's going to be more room, so it can get huge, and then we can maybe have it back to 2 days, and we can have like five rooms going on at the same time.
It's every year we'll build and build and build, I think.
So this is like amazing.
So you're going to come back and come back and come back.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I'm like, I don't like this weather.
Oh, I know.
But the more I live in Florida, the harder it is to come to cold.
Down there.
Yes. So
tell us about the rest of your year. What the other venues that you go to?
Well, I do a lot of private venues. Mm-hmm. I love private parties. I mean, I don't have a regular job at a bar or anything. I do a lot of private parties. As let's say, I'll give you an example. Like birthday parties, show up and Lady E.
Once?
Show up and be Cher, but Cher.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Cher, Elvis.
I can see that.
Yeah, I've done that a few times. Both of them, I'm just incorporating that now. But I sing at bars, but not as dressed up in the costume. I'll sing all my Elvis tunes, all my Cher tunes. That's my set. But I'm not dressed in the uniform, and you know, in my local place. It's just, my suits. Maybe you want to know about my suits. Nobody can see them, though. They're fantastic.
It's great.
And I'm not kidding.
It's radio, but they can imagine that.
Right.
Send a picture out there. So what do you see in like 3 to 5 years? You're going to be doing expanding your
Blackpool. I'm expanding now. I'm making a show with Elvis and Cher.
Great.
And it's going to be a traveling show for part of the year. We're hoping. Mm-hmm. We're working the kinks out. It won't be ready till next. It'll be a while, but it's ready. But I'm going to be doing a show at the Parker Playhouse in February. It's
wonderful.
A trial run.
Parker Playhouse.
It'll be it's in Fort Lauderdale. Frank Sinatra's going to be in it. He's going to be the host. It's going to be his show. And Cher and Lady Elvis will be in it. And maybe other people, too. Working on... It's like it's called Night of the Stars. My last name is Knight, Debbie Knight. Sure. A Night with the Stars.
Oh, very good. I like that. Very good. So that's terrific. So give us some contact info. How do people find you?
All right. You can go to my website, www.theladyeshow.com, or you can find me on Facebook and YouTube, Lady E Female Elvis.
Wonderful. I've been talking to Lady E here on Baltimore Internet Radio, Debbie Knight. Thank you very much for talking to me. Good luck to you.
Thank
you. Keep in touch, please. Okay?
I'll give you my card.
Please. Thank you.